I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we got a great show in store for you this evening, jam-packed with information as usual. And before we get to the main topic this evening, which is the power of belief and its relationship with what is now happening in the world as outer circumstances, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our listening audience for all their support this past week and the emails that I've received, and for those who would like to send in comments, suggestions about future shows, ask questions, you can always contact me at paperfungo, that's P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And, you know, about a year and a half ago, I set up a website that was specifically for these times. And synchronistically, it was called Healing the Known and the Unknown. And I really would like to take a minute to plug my own website. And kind of goes like this. Interested in total immunity from disease? Then MaxwellGreenSight.com is what you seek. As a spiritual being, you will not live your life in fear of disease, virus, or flu of any kind. The site was developed as a one-stop shop for self-healing and empowerment. It includes material from some of the greatest yogic masters, such as Ramana Maharshi, Yogananda, Satchidananda, and extraterrestrial knowledge from Bashar, Elin, the Pleiadian Emissaries of Light, the Arcturians, and Mother Mary's College of Christ Consciousness. This is the site where we do the mental work to find out why a certain condition exists, connect with our higher selves, prepare the body to work optimally, claim our personal sovereignty and power, and cure disease with vibration, belief, love, appreciation, gratitude, natural remedies, the newest discoveries and technologies, and the amazing power of the body to heal itself. Remember, your power ends where your fear begins. Put a positive spin on your outer circumstance and go to Healing the Known and Unknown at MaxwellGreenSight.com. And now to get on with our topic tonight about the power of belief. And I guess my take on that is that belief is everything. Name me a topic that you could actually discuss without including people's beliefs. I can't personally think of one. Beliefs are essentially agreements about reality, and both personal and collective beliefs form the structure and the parameters of your life experience in any area. Understanding the power of beliefs and the power of the mind, both individually and en masse, I think is the most pressing and crucial issue for humankind to grasp. Recognizing these two important keys of knowledge can open human consciousness to a new worldview of unlimited possibilities and highly creative solutions. Your beliefs set you up for success or failure. If your worldview is optimistic, you will generally be self-motivated with a positive attitude and engage life with joy and enthusiasm. However, if your worldviews tend to lean towards pessimism and negative interpretations of reality, then a sense of hopelessness and despair will overshadow your every encounter. And as the show progresses this evening, you'll also see the amazing correlation between a positive attitude and how this has a profound influence on your health and your ability to not attract disease and your ability to heal it if you do attract it. And your outer world experiences directly correspond to your inner world of thoughts, feelings, and desires, which are the subtle personal activities upon which your beliefs are built. You'll find yourself in the right place at the right time if that is your belief, and everything will work out just fine if that is your belief. Believing in your own personal safety and that you will live in a benevolent multiverse is very beneficial if you wish to live in peace and harmony. And Bashar has said, you cannot experience what you are not the vibration of. I think that one bears repeating. You cannot experience what you are not the vibration of. It's like you are invisible to that which you are not the vibration of. So no matter the outer circumstances, keep your peace and know that outer circumstances do not come with built-in meaning. The meaning you give to outer circumstances determines the experience. Thus, it all comes down to this as the foundational knowledge that we are 100% responsible for our outer experience. And in order to claim your power, you must acknowledge ownership of the outer circumstance. Then, because you know you created it, you have the power to change it. And as the Pleiadians would say, remember, now you see and interpret the events of your times, and how you see and interpret the events of your times will determine the version of the world in which you find yourself. It may appear that there is only one version of the world, yet that too is an illusion. Probabilities are as common as grass on the ground. They spring forth from the decisions based on your thoughts, feelings, desires, and emotions. The reality you create may not be the same one as your neighbor, even though you live on the same street. Projections of worry have a very powerful and insistent frequency that transmits a message with an expectation of problems arising. Having positive expectations is crucial, as well as placing a positive spin on all outer circumstances. And Bashar would say this is the primary responsibility of the rational mind. Only your higher self can see the road ahead. Your job is to keep your peace and place a positive spin on all outer circumstances. Remember, a very important and crucial purpose of these accelerated times is to clean up the frequency of fear. All fear, and that's all fear, is illusion and is not in alignment with your higher self. When you channel energy through your higher self, that positive energy manifests positively in the world as emotions such as joy and excitement and love. And when you channel energy through fear, which is illusion, it's not in alignment with your higher self and always reflects negatively in negative emotions. It is also important to know the difference between discernment and judgment. Preference is not judgment. Preference is your ability to discern what you are all about and what excites you. Discernment is the ability to know the truth. When you judge, you invalidate what you are judging, and you change your vibration to the same level. That's what the biblical phrase means when it says, judge not lest ye be judged. It doesn't mean you're going to be judged from the outside. It means that as you judge, you become that vibration. You put yourself in that level and can't be where you want to be. And all victimhood stems from fear-based belief and judgments. Know that when you complain, blame, and justify your circumstances, you are in a state of victimhood. These emotional qualities really are a trigger to awaken you to the fact that you're in judgment when you do those things. And again, those are blame, complaint, and justification. Justifying why, because of somebody else, you're in a particular situation, complaining about your situation, or blaming others or other organizations. All of it is victimhood consciousness. And it's fine to know the workings of the dark side, because as you spiritually expand, you actually know more about the dark side, because spiritual growth is an integrative process and not a segregative one. And the dark forces know that there's only one technology against which they are powerless, and it is the same technology that'll set you free, and it's called compassion. The third dimensional earth we see will have the greatest amount of changes, while the ninth dimensional earth will see virtually none. Which version you end up in will be determined by the choices you make in response to the events staged by the dark forces. If you respond with compassion, not buying into the fear, realizing that they are only playing their role to wake people up so that people will take back their power, you will find yourself experiencing a less traumatic, more harmonious reality. If you choose to fight the dark using any of their methods, you will find yourselves living a less harmonious and painful life. Why? When we fight something or someone, we do so because we believe they have more power than we do. In doing so, we give power to that person or thing. And not only do we empower them, but we actually perpetuate their existence. And we manifest physically that fear in our lives. It is the same with fear. What causes fear? The belief that someone or something has more power than we do. Thus, we think we need protection, when in reality, what we need protection from is our own beliefs. And I think you can stretch that analogy to other areas of life as well. Generally, the people that want to protect you create you as victims. Take heed from a scientific study in the area of quantum physics. Energy studied begins to take form immediately based on the thoughts and beliefs of the scientist who was observing it. If a scientist studied energy with the expectation, thought, or belief of seeing particles, particles were observed. If another scientist studied them with the expectation of seeing waves, then waves were observed. And if it was studied with the expectation of first being seen as waves and then changing to particles, or vice versa, that's exactly what happened. And the conclusion that scientists have made was that this energy, of which we are all the same energy, these subatomic particles acted and respond in exact proportion to the thoughts and beliefs that the scientist who was studying them had at that moment. And this discovery further proved to the scientist that anything and everything that exists in our world once existed as a wave, which you can call spiritual, and through individual observation and expectation was transformed into a particle which we can call the physical mode, based only on what they thought and believed it would appear as. And, of course, this brings us back to our beliefs and expectations. You will know why your reality is the way it is, and you can create it to be the way you prefer it to be as soon as you believe you're capable of doing so. It is completely up to you. Giving meaning to outer events is the actual act of creation itself. And I think that bears repeating. Giving meaning is the actual act of creation itself. To give meaning to something is to create it into existence in your particular experiential realm. And I know that society has taught us that seeing is believing, and in actuality, it is believing is seeing. That's how it works. Now, your belief could be less conscious or unconscious, so that by the time you see the manifestation of it, you think, oh, it is the seeing of this idea that has created the belief within me. And so you are looking to see things that will generate in you the beliefs you think you want. But the only way you see these things to begin with is to already have the belief that you will see them. Then your physical external reality forms the symbols that are reflective of that belief. Seeing it in your reality is what lets you know you have the belief. So the belief no longer has to remain unconscious. And I think this is really, really huge, because it, you know, clearly ties right in with the whole concept of taking 100% responsibility for your outer reflection. And I have many people contact me on a daily and weekly basis that, frankly, do struggle with this concept. And in my knowledge and studying with a lot of the top yogic masters, I've never heard that concept brought up before until about 20, 25 years ago. Taking responsibility for your outer experience, to me, is just, it's huge. Because, as I've mentioned before on ET Yoga, in my opinion, you only have two choices. You can take responsibility, which doesn't mean you're to blame. It means you have responsibility. And according to Bashar as well, you have to acknowledge ownership of the outer experience in order to have the power to change it. So if you're going to become self-empowered, you can't not take responsibility. It's the critical factor. In fact, I'd take it even one more step, and that is that either you live in victimhood or you take responsibility. It's pretty much as simple as that. I mean, either your life is totally happening at random and it's up to other people's whims, or you have responsibility and you've created it. This is the huge, huge, huge concept in my way of thinking that has come through, and one of the most important messages from channeled extraterrestrial information. And it's totally consistent with many of the Pleiadian teachings, as well as the Esasani teachings. Totally consistent, both their comments about this whole idea of not only that thought creates, but that your thoughts, beliefs, definitions, desires, your emotions are what create the outer circumstance. And it's a new concept. And Bashar would also say that you always get in physical reality only what you already believe to be the most likely reality you'll get. And only when you choose to truly believe with your whole heart and soul, this is what I'm all about, this really is the way I prefer to be, when you generate that feeling and that desire and that energy within you, then your outer reality has no choice but to reflect that inner feeling, that inner knowingness. And Masters know that true freedom comes from the release of resistance. They take self-responsibility for their creations, knowing there can be no blame. And they also know that no one needs saving. They allow others their experiences. And here's a tip for those on the brink of being master creators, but who sometimes get frustrated and get caught in a feedback loop of frustration, more frustration, anger, more anger, depression, more depression, and finally some state of psychosis. Say to yourself, if you do are experiencing frustration as an example, and this is a quote from Bashar, say to yourself, I feel frustrated, and I choose to be frustrated. I choose to be frustrated because I believe it serves me. Then the most likely thought to occur is, how does it serve me? And finding the answer to this is the key, as it will ease the whole process of manifesting your dreams. Because the fact is that when we have those types of negative emotions, it's like a habit. Same process. Once you become aware of a habit, it's not a habit anymore, it's a choice. And once you become aware of a certain emotional state, the fact is it also is a choice. And there's always a reason, and sometimes that reason is not clear to us. I kind of sometimes call it like almost like a subconscious or a hidden reason. If it was sometimes obvious to us, then we'd get it right away. And one of the reasons we don't get it right away is because it's just kind of hidden there underneath the surface. But once you become aware of it, it'll be one of those aha moments. Oh, now I get it. Now I get why I was having so much problem with that particular issue, because there is always a reason, and that's part of our inner work. And if you prefer joy, then state to yourself with respect to outer circumstances. Outer circumstances don't matter, only my state of being matters. What state of being do I prefer? If it's joy, then see any circumstance from this perspective and act accordingly. Remember, the brain and the heart is 5,000 times stronger than the brain and the head and emits an energy measurable by science about 10 feet from the physical body. And in addition to this, which is even more important, it is this emotional energy that interfaces with the morphogenetic field, creating our outer reflection. So, you know, the most important thing that creates the outer experience is the emotional state. And thus, it only makes logical sense to focus on the emotional state, because the emotional state's the most important. And in the Asaya effect that's talked about by Greg Braden, explains that time is not linear, but has depth as well. And this depth consists of all the possible prayers and timelines that could ever be prayed or exist. Essentially, all our prayers have already been answered. We simply choose which ones to activate by selecting our own emotions. This is how we create our own reality. We choose it with our feelings. The law of the universe is that we attract what we focus on. If you focus on fear of whatever may come, you are sending a message to the universe to send you what you fear. If you feel joy, love, appreciation, and gratitude, and focus on bringing more of those into your life, you will automatically avoid the negative stuff. You will be choosing a different timeline with your feelings. So, what's happening with these newspaper headlines about the inevitability of avian flu pandemic and the necessity of being vaccinated against it? Seems to be an effort on the part of the media and probably those who stand to gain from the sale of vaccine, which is said to be ineffective anyway, to generate feelings of fear of the disease, the very feelings that have been shown to make people more susceptible to the disease. The most effective way to prevent the disease is to continue to have feelings of joy, appreciation, and gratitude in every now that you have. And scientific experiments have also proven in AIDS patients huge improvements, up to like numbers that are staggering, like 300,000 times greater immune system resistance when the patients were taught to emit the feelings of love, gratitude, and compassion. So this isn't just, you know, some philosophy. This is becoming scientific fact, and it's one of the things that I really love about the last 5 years or so, is that there's so many spiritual concepts that have now been proven by physical science, and especially the amazing stuff at the quantum physics level. And I would really suggest for anyone that hasn't really studied some of the latest stuff, I know we did a show about 3 weeks ago proving several of Bashar's key concepts through quantum physics. And you don't need to be a physicist to really grasp the main points. And emotions, especially the positive ones of gratitude and joy and compassion, these are the emotions that are the antidote of disease. It's like dysfunctional emotions are the cause, and these are the antidotes. And the other concept is that I think it'll take decades before maybe this one is caught onto by the masses, but you don't catch something out of the blue. And as Bashar says, you cannot experience what you're not the vibration of. And logical steps to maximize the immune system. To be honest, probably the best thing you could ever do would be to toss your television in the garbage, because it lowers the frequency of the immune system. Do a thorough detoxification from head to colon. That'd be a great one. Because as we know, is the outer world right now is just so full of toxicities that the toxins get stuck in our bodies in ways that make our immune system sort of in an immobile state. Teaching your children empowering beliefs about the amazing ability of the human body to heal itself, and to teach them positive beliefs about their safety and well-being. I think these are huge things that we can pass on to our children. And stop giving your power away to others. Providing the body with proper nutrients. And I guess I have to throw a plug in here. I'm sure there's many ways to get the body some of the proper nutrients, but certainly one of the best ones is a product called Superfood from the American Botanical Pharmacy in California. And that's Dr. Schultz's programs. And I'm sure that you can find you know, similar products, but those are great ones. And I know that Bashar, I don't know, over 20 years I've only heard him plug about four or five different things, a couple of books, and one of the ones that he really plugged was this American Botanical Pharmacy. And both Bashar and Dr. Schultz's experience with physical symptoms is almost, they say almost the same identical things. They say that about 85 to 90% of all physical symptoms disappear once the body has undergone a thorough detoxification, and then the body is provided with the proper nutrients. And to me, that's just an amazing experience that these men have had. And another one is clearly the Egyptian healing rods. And the reasons the rods have such a profound impact on disease is that they improve the energy flow in the body. And in Russia, where the rods are made, medical doctors, physicists, and astropsychologists have conducted numerous scientific tests on them. And they observe that when holding the rods, an electrical current moves through the body. And Kirlian photography, which shows the energy flow in the body, reveals that 7 minutes holding the rods has the same effect as 30 minutes of acupuncture. And the rods do not heal directly. Instead, they balance the body and strengthen the immune system so that the body can heal itself. And when the Egyptian dynasties ended, knowledge of and the purpose and use of the rods was known only to a few secret mystical societies and the pharaohs and the sort of elite and that kept their existence hidden. And whether you're an experienced meditator or simply want to advance your psychic development, the Egyptian healing rods have a profound effect on inner levels. And they are charged actually in a 72-foot pyramid in Russia, and all of the components used in manufacturing the cylinders are conditioned inside the pyramid for a minimum 12-day cycle. And I've become familiar with crystal and Kant and quartz rods. And for those interested that have some sort of disease issue, it's the rods quartz number 3 that have had the most powerful impact on people that have had cancer tumors. And my first experience, actually, when I was introduced to the Egyptian healing rods, and you can find out more there at www.egyptianhealingrods.com. You can find out a lot more about them there. And Sri Ramka and Kirara had a large tumor and totally had it vanish with about 6 months' work of using quartz rods number 3. And as I've mentioned many times on ET Yoga, the Egyptian healing rods are not only for people who, you know, have disease issues, but for people who are in perfect health as well, or as close to perfect health or good health, because one of the primary findings now from the research from Valerie Uvarov, a Russian scientist who has been studying the pyramid power as well as Egyptian healing rods, and what they find is that the Egyptian healing rods help to balance the internal clocks. And one of the things that they have found in their studies is that with the magnetic fields of the Earth changing the way they are, that there'll be more and more of an acceleration of negative health issues as well as these Egyptian healing rods have been found to balance the internal clocks, boost the immune system. And so it's a kind of a double-barreled positive effect with the cases of the Egyptian healing rods. And, of course, I always try to recommend to people to change to a vegetarian or, better yet, a vegan diet because it used to be, you know, the vegetables and weren't sprayed with such damaging chemicals. Also, it's been also shown through the latest research with monatomic elements that these naturally are occurring in green vegetables and many of the foods that would come from a more natural diet. And getting off meat of all kinds, to me, is clearly a positive step, because for the most part, that whole area is poisoned, in my opinion. And drinking lots of pure water, which gets you away from fluorides, is also a key thing that that can be done. And I think that another thing to always to remember is to put a positive spin on any outer circumstance, and even if you can't see any possible reason that something good could come of it, put a positive spin on it, because there's never, never, never a logical reason for negativity. And especially if you're a spiritual person and have a disease, the first thing to do is to put a positive spin on the situation. Because first off, you're going to create a positive experience. So get into that mode of thinking, because that's the way to start off by creating a situation that you can learn from and grow from. And I guess like the old saying is, if it doesn't kill you, it'll make you stronger. And I've also recently run into some really good stuff, I think, from David Wilcock at Divine Cosmos. And he's got some information that's directly related to this whole concept of disease issues. And amazingly, according to David, the majority of viruses have a perfect sacred geometry within their structure, and most commonly seen as the icosahedron. And even more stunning is the Russian researcher, Dr. Vlail Kuznetsov's groundbreaking study, where he proved that a disease could be energetically transmitted into healthy cells hermetically sealed at a distance. So this proves that viruses are not simply physical things. He proved that they are frequencies. And he used existing tissue that was already veering towards dead because it had been separated from the protective biofields of the host organism. He was then able to send the energy frequency of viruses into these separated, unprotected cells. And the frequency of the virus alone was able to rearrange the genetic material in those separated, unprotected cells and spontaneously generate the virus, thus causing the infection to form. And though the Russians understand this energetic component, thankfully the New World Order or the neocon faction does not. This is why hardly any of their purported attempts to infect large numbers of people ever actually work out. And even if they did understand the frequency component and found a way to use it, that still wouldn't be able to hurt people, because the Russian pyramid studies clearly showed that higher intensity torsion fields automatically out-resonate anything that could be harmful to life, even turning toxic poisons into inert, safe substances. And again, I refer back to the Egyptian healing rods, because these are forged in pyramids, and in point of fact, when you use them, it's like spending time every day inside a pyramid. And Dr. Daniel Benner compiled the most exhaustive collection of healing studies ever done, fully 191 studies where the power of the human mind alone was used in various attempts to heal everything from single celled organisms to plants, animals, birds, fish, and humans, even at great distances, such as from New York to Los Angeles. And of these 191 studies, fully 64% showed that the simple focus of the mind upon healing another life form created a very substantial healing effect. And this is another one of these pieces of suppressed science that the criminal cartels of the world have wanted to suppress. And by the same system, viruses will not take hold unless the consciousness or torsion field frequency of the person is diminished enough to allow it to activate. And to me, this sort of all, you know, fits into an overall sort of plan. Which kind of goes like, well, if by accident or on purpose, the majority of people have their immune systems lowered, then they're obviously more susceptible to these negative frequencies. And what are some of those specific ways that our immune systems are lowered? Well, television is one, lowers the frequency of the immune system. all those pesticides and chemicals and the toxicities in our world today that get lodged in our systems lower the frequency of the immune system. And in some places, you know, after year after year after year after year of all these toxins being lodged in the body, some of the immune systems don't work at all. And also all those fluorides, like in the water, are there and lower the frequency of the immune system. From what I've heard from some sources, that the chemtrails, and if you don't know about chemtrails, as a different concept from a contrail, I'd suggest exploring that topic. And the chemicals that are being sprayed that have been shown to contain barium, well, long range, probably barium is a cancer cause, but in the short run, it also apparently has a suppressant of the immune system. So, you know, basically we have a public that's bombarded on all sides by ways and means to lower the frequency of the immune system. And viruses will not take hold unless the consciousness or torsion field or frequency of people is diminished enough to allow them to activate. And these healing studies do show that a positive, upbeat, and loving attitude is not merely a psychological phenomenon. The positive attitude actually raises energy in the body, the torsion fields that dramatically help prevent disease. And in this case, the energetic component of these viruses is unable to activate, and they remain dormant and are soon wiped out by your white blood cells. And again, this is another component of how we live in a highly structured reality. Events such as plagues and diseases do not happen at random. They flourish when the conditions of consciousness allow them to. So, and even if you yourself do not have a sufficiently positive, loving attitude to out-resonate these problems on your own, it has been scientifically proven that getting other people to pray for you can have a very substantial healing effect. Other people's naturally occurring torsion fields can be directed towards you to pump up the frequency of your own energy sufficient to shatter the viruses or bacteria causing a problem. So, you know, in a sense, this whole concept of disease and who gets it and how it's dealt with, this is all relevant to belief. It's all relevant to the immune system. And to my way of thinking, you know, one of your primary responsibilities is to take care of the physical body. And I can think of no better way to do that than through the detoxification methods. And there's several ways to do them, and there's obviously, you know, no one person or one way that's the right way, but the whole concept here is to eliminate toxicity from the system, and to eliminate fluorides, and to do the things that make sense. And I know Bashar, when he talks about the basics of health, always talks about pure water. He always talks about oxygenation of the system. And for those that do yoga and do pranayams, that's the best one. And I know that when we connect this information with the Pleiadians, they believe that a deep breathing program is highly, highly important in terms of optimum development. And Bashar would also talk about the elimination of stress. You know, it's clearly another big component of health, as well as exercise, which gets the body flowing, and also the detoxification process and providing the body with proper nutrients. Those are the foundational structures of health. And, you know, they're not really, you know, all that difficult, and they're not costly, but it takes a focus. And I know that I did a survey once about just people I knew, and okay, here's a checklist of the six basic foundational structures of health. And to me, these are the things that need to be taught to, you know, our children. And that is, do you, drink, pure water? Are you getting plenty of oxygen? Are you trying to eliminate the stress in your life? Are you exercising? Do you do regular detoxification programs? And are you providing the body with the proper nutrients? And those are the key things. And he also, Bashar, would put on there the lightening up of the diet, which means get off the red meats, especially. And my way of thinking, all the meats, they're not necessary. The more science proves how much vitamins and proteins are in natural food sources, the more we know about the monatomic elements that naturally occur in a vegetarian diet. And where you'll realize, and when you talk to people who have, not eaten meat in 20 years, then you'll know that it's not necessary. That's another one of those hypes that, we've been taught that, we don't get enough protein, or you can't be healthy if you don't eat meat. Well, I appreciate that, people like their tastes or whatever, but the bottom line is that there's a price to pay, and in this case, in today's world, it's a very high price. And seems like another one of these logical moments in this show where I'm going to spend a minute putting in another plug for my website. Interested in working your way towards total immunity from disease? Amazing new research indicates that just as dysfunctional emotions are the root cause of disease, the positive emotions of unconditional love, gratitude, and compassion have scientifically been proven to be the optimum way to naturally boost the immune system and leads to a frequency that shatters disease. The information at Healing the Known and Unknown at MaxwellGreenSite.com will teach you how to develop the necessary mental attitude and focus which will allow you to towards total self-empowerment in relation to disease and all outer circumstances. Remember, outer circumstances do not come with built-in meaning, and to claim your personal power, you must first acknowledge 100% responsibility for your 3D experiences. Activate your DNA template for perfect health and well-being, put a positive spin on your life, and control all disease issues by going to Healing the Known and Unknown at MaxwellGreenSite.com. And I should go on to further explain there that at the site are my e-books, and they were designed to give you a total overview, especially for those people who can't spend thousands of hours researching the Internet to put together all the information necessary to have a proper mental approach towards self-healing or healing others or providing a maximum situation for your body's immune system. This site was put together basically in two components. One was the mental side and one was the physical side, because the physical comes from an inner condition. And it contains about the ebooks themselves contain about 79 pages of information, very condensed, somewhat like the ET Yoga shows, jam-packed with information, and also connects you to about 150 other pages where other outstanding researchers and spiritual sources have made amazing contributions towards the area of healing. And also at the site are some actually archived ET Yoga shows. One in particular, Extraterrestrial Meditation, that's the Bashar XYZ Meditation, is available at the site, as well as one of the shows that I did about total immunity from disease and how to work towards that goal. And as well, there's some free downloads there, specifically one on self-empowerment, and another an article for people who are in abusive relationships. And I think that it's sort of really hits home that that particular article can be used in any form of abuse, in any situation where someone or some, actually you've given your power away to someone or some organization who, you know, typically the scenario goes that they scare you into believing what they want you to believe. And on a very positive note, I think it's always best to remember something from Bashar, who talks about imagination or imagination, that we are a nation of magicians. And taking a page from Marilyn the Magician to kind of throw a magical spiritual spin on all the comments that have been made tonight about disease belief, she would say, imprint the future you desire as a memory, and it is done. Memorizing the future makes for magic, magicians. Travel to inner dimensions. Take a mind trip. Decide on a specific reality you would like to attract into your life. Simply design the dreamscape in which you see yourself living. Where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with? Take a mental picture of what it looks like, a photo thought. As you project that further event, become emotionally involved in the scenario by feeling it. Revel in the knowing that this is you by being there in your heart and mind. And as you do that, you are deliberately placing yourself at the very center of creation, getting all of your physical senses fully involved. Encodes a powerful message in your cellular memory. It gets easier and easier to access. And if it becomes a memory, it becomes a memory of what has been. Be detail-oriented about this to the extent that it feels good to do so. What are the sights, the smells, the tastes, and the sounds that make up your dream scene? Visit that reality again and again, just as if you were strolling down memory lane. Continue to refine these images over and over, and allow these visions to become like a vivid memory that you can easily recall at will. And as you put your energy behind your future, you will see it manifest before you. Now you are mastering the magic of creation. And I guess I'd like to take a few moments here to sort of reflect on a lot of the topics that we've been covering on ET Yoga for the last 3 or 4 weeks. We did one show that was totally about monatomic elements. If you're new to ET Yoga and you've just come across that term, I'd highly suggest checking out that subject. Because to me, it is the most single amazing scientific discovery, or more specifically, a rediscovery that's happened in this century or the previous one. And the ramifications and possible uses for monoatomics in terms of health, in terms of personal spiritual growth, in terms of health, diet, even ramifications for space travel, teleportation, don't know anything like it. That is just an amazing, amazing topic. So monoatomics would be a high suggestion. Don't know anything about chemtrails, there's a good one to check out. If you're looking about finding kind of a really an amazing, simple way to boost the immune system, again, Egyptian healing rods. There's an amazing, amazing tool that's come about in the last year or so that I highly recommend. And, you know, I've never really talked much about crystals, but certainly crystal therapy is another one that's I think is an amazing field that will be growing and growing. and the spiritual stone, extraterrestrial stone called Moldavite, M-O-L-D-A-V-I-T-E, Moldavite. Another real special stone that exists in the world. E.T. in nature, came from a meteorite that crashed about 10,000 years ago. So it's extraterrestrial in nature. And I haven't plugged the Babaji Yantras for a long time. If you look up Babaji and Yantras on your search engines, I'm sure you'll find where you can obtain one of those. I know, especially if you're California and you're a Yogananda fan and haven't heard about Babaji Yantras. That's another good one. For those that don't remember, Babaji, one of the spiritual teachers of Yogananda and in their whole line of gurus. And certainly our world is full of amazing, amazing positive tools. And as Bashar would say, the ones that you're attracted to at a particular time are probably the best ones for you. And they certainly give you what he calls permissionships to believe that they will in fact produce the result that you desire. And sort of in recapsulating, again, belief, to my way of thinking, is everything. Hope you picked up an idea or two from tonight's show. And as usual, my sincerest wishes for your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. Hope you tune in again next week. Good night.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.